Well, her new book, Purpose, Passion, and Pajamas, How to Transform Your Life, Embrace the Human Connection, and Lead with Meaning, is the story of Genevieve Peturo, her triumphant leap off the corporate ladder to find her life's true calling. This will be inspiring for you. So, Genevieve, good morning to you, and welcome to The Morning Show.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning, everyone.
Just a tender tease, you a successful television marketing executive in the great New York City for 20 years when you had a little girl's question change the course of your life forever. So I'm glad that you are here, and obviously we'll talk about your nonprofit pajama program and more. But wow, life is short. Find your passion, I trust.
Yes, find your passion, especially I think now everyone is going in, and we are looking for what makes us feel whole. And, you know, for me, it was just not the corporate ladder, it turned out.
Yes. Much in your work, but I guess the blunt question is, when do you know it's time to take the risk?
You know, when you wake up and you just drag yourself out of bed. That was what happened with me. I heard an inner voice. And it asked me, if this is the next 30 years of your life, is this enough? And I think if we ask ourselves that, what happened for me was an immediate no. And that was an honest no. And I suggest that to people who are wondering. And if you're wondering, I think that's the first step. The second step is ask yourself that question. Yes. And if you can be honest with yourself, you know you might have to start thinking about changing lanes.
And let's have you tease us to how you came to find your pajama program and obviously the essence of your work.
Sure. Climbing the corporate ladder 20 years. I had a great job. I always wanted to be Mary Tyler Moore, and I was on my way. I was doing that. Single woman in New York City, great city, and wanting to be in news or entertainment, just like Mary Tyler Moore. And one day, amidst, you know, just an ordinary Saturday, in my apartment, I heard that voice, you know, and I was starting to wonder, but never listened to my head voice. You know, so many of us don't, right? But I heard that voice then come from in where I now say is my heart voice. And we all have that heart voice. And it asked me that question, if this is the next 30 years of your life, is this enough? And I was honest and said, oh my goodness, no. I realized I was missing children in my life. And I went to read in shelters. I literally called the police and said, where do you bring these children? We read and see on the news. And I called and I asked if I could read to them at night, and they were welcoming. And in my business suit, I went to read to these children at night, and I fell in love with them. And I watched one night where they were going to sleep in another room, and it broke my heart. It was nothing like a bedtime was supposed to be or what my mom had given us. And I asked the staff if I could bring pajamas the next week. And they were so excited. They said, that'd be lovely. And I did. And I started giving them out, reading to kids. And one little girl, she refused to take them. And when I coaxed and coaxed her and tried to get her to feel how soft they were, she asked me, what are pajamas? And that was the beginning of the end of the corporate world for me.
Oh, and hence the pajama program, where you were at least to 63 chapters across the program, our country, and now working as a motivational speaker, obviously author as well. And you're giving, you share master classes every Tuesday?
Yes, I was doing that, and now I'm promoting the book, and I still offer them on different topics. Of course, the first one's always how to transform your life. And then the others are how to make the human connection work for you, how everything changes when you lead with meaning, you know, how to be a leader moving forward after these last 4 or 5 months with everything changing. And it's really all about getting in touch with that heart voice and finding your pajamas or finding your purpose. It makes all the difference in the world, and not just to you, but to everyone in your life.
Yes, Purpose, Passion, and Pajamas, How to Transform Your Life, Embrace the Human Connection, and Lead with Meaning. Again, the story of Genevieve Peturo, who is our author, making this super leap. So again, you have to include others into this transformation, I trust, when we go from one to the other?
Absolutely. That's the first thing, you know, because you're going to need your cheerleading squad. You're going to need to bring in those people, your confidants, because it's scary. It scared the heck out of me trying to imagine what people would say and how I would feel and how would I eat. You know, and the universe helps in many ways. I'd been single up till them that point, and I met a wonderful man just as I was grappling with what is life for me. And, you know, he taught me a lot, especially in the spiritual world of meditation. And you have to include a few confidants, your North Star. For me, it was my mom. It is my mom. And you have to be able to just turn a deaf ear to naysayers, because they will pop up when you are leaving something that people know you as for something totally different. So you need those cheerleaders.
Yes. We have a similarity of that tender age of 38. I actually practiced physical therapy for 15 or years or so, and that little girl talked to me too. So here I am 20 years later getting to talk to the likes of you, Genevieve. What else would you like to share in your latest?
I think it's never too late. I was 38 when I started, you know, thinking, and it took me 3 years of just volunteering because I had no idea how to start a nonprofit. I didn't even know that's what it would be. And I tell people that worked for me. It worked for me to take a jump, and it worked for me to ignore that little voice that said, it's scary, you're going to fail. I don't know why we have that voice. But I still have that voice every now and then, or more than every now and then. And it's just something that if it's calling you and you wake up thinking about it and you go to sleep thinking about it and it excites you and worries you, that means you care about it. And I think if you, one step at a time, one little step at a time, and you're not afraid to ask questions, even the dumbest question isn't dumb. You think it is. I think it is. Ask questions. And take one step at a time, move in the direction your heart's calling.
As you did, and as you write about in your latest Purpose, Passion, and Pajamas, those three P's, how to transform your life, embrace the human connection, and lead with meaning. How do we find out more information, Genevieve?
Well, my website's GenevievePaturo.com. The Kindle is available now on Amazon, and the paperback and Audible will be on August 4th, the debut.
All right. Stay healthy and safe in these times, and appreciate you reminding us that pajamas can be a very important part of many people's lives. Genevieve, thank you very much on behalf of your work and your life, Genevieve Paturo. Take care.